Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Great job, powered by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5 The Zone. OVC basketball tournament getting underway this week, unfortunately, in Evansville, Indiana. But that's a selfish thing for us. Belmont basketball coach Rick Bird joins us now. Hey, Coach, how are you?
Great. How are you guys?
We are good. You guys ready for this 2019 OVC basketball tournament?
I think we will be Friday. We played in Missouri on Saturday night, and we took a couple of days off, and so we get back at it tomorrow morning and get ready for whoever we play. Good possibility, I think it'll be Austin Peay.
Right. Yes.
Who's had a great year, really good team, but we're excited to be in the spot we're in.
Austin Peay, for those that don't know, Austin Peay will play Thursday at 6:30. They'll get the winner of Morehead State and SIUE. Friday at 7, so you do have a little time between now and then. 13 games in a row. I would think that you like the momentum going into the postseason.
Well, for sure. I think we've not only have we won 13 in a row, I think we've just improved along the way. As you guys know, we have somewhat of a young team, and I think that's something that should happen with a younger team. But you have to be really careful that when you happen to be lucky enough to be on a winning streak, that you don't all of a sudden think that you're doing everything well and you can just show up and win games. We haven't played a team the caliber of the other three teams that finished in the top four in that span. Well, we did play a couple early on in that span, but the last 8 or 9, we haven't played a team of that caliber. And so we're going to have to get better this week in practice.
You talked to us, Coach, before the season about all the freshmen, and you seemed a little bit excited about these guys. And I would say, based on how the season has gone and a regular season conference championship, maybe they've lived up to their billing so far.
Oh, I think they have, and maybe then some. We've got two really good seniors that have been a huge part of this season. But without the talent in our young players and the enthusiasm that comes with young players, I don't think we'd be talking about a championship or a overall record like we have.
Do you talk about the tournament in your preseason talks, the NCAA tournament, or do you talk about it during the season, or is it ever mentioned as a goal? Is that something that you bring up with your guys?
No, yeah, it is something we bring up. You have to walk a fine line between having a good regular season and a regular season conference championship is important to all of us. I think maybe more important to me than it is to a lot of people. But we also know that this week coming up is the one we're really preparing for all year long. And if you happen to have some slippage and not do so well during the conference season, you can still be here in this and win it. In fact, just got to look back at the winners prior to a year ago when Jacksonville State is a 4 seed, Austin Peay is an 8 seed, came through and won that tournament. So you got to kind of talk out of both sides of your mouth a bit.
With all the pressure of knowing if you leave Evansville and you're not the last team to get a win there, you're not going to go to the NCAA tournament. History says that. Can you still enjoy the experience even though you have all the pressure in the world of knowing only one team is going to get the ultimate prize?
Sure. There's nothing like if you can't appreciate the chance to be in the hunt and how important these games are, even if you don't win them, then you better do something else because nobody wins them all the time. At the same time, I don't know where we are in the conversation, but certainly with our play of late, Our net rating has moved up a great deal, and we might be in, at least in the conversation if we played the final game and made it very competitive, and who knows? So maybe we've earned at least that kind of discussion.
So as a head coach, how do you balance that? Just kind of trying to do the PR thing for your kids and your school, but we do it too. I mean, the net ranking's 45. I mean, Belmont should be in that conversation, win or lose against whoever you play Friday or Saturday.
Well, I think we would have to win a Friday game for sure.
For sure, yeah.
To get there. And I'm just mentioning that I am not one that if we happen to lose a quadruple overtime game on Saturday night, I'm not going to campaign for us. I'll let the committee make the decision they're supposed to make without any help from somebody that has a strong bias in our direction. So, you know, you let your play stand for what it is. It's really difficult for that committee to try to compare mid-major significant success to a Big Ten, ACC, SEC team that, you know, has a close to .500 record in a really tough league.
How good is John Morant? I know he got injured early in that game against you guys. You guys did a really good job on him, but just projecting him out, NBA top five, it looks like. How good is he?
Yeah. Well, I guess that answers your question. They don't take guys in the first five that aren't pretty good. He's he's a really, really good OVC player, college player. I'm not really good at predicting. They apparently think he's a difference maker at that level.
Yeah.
And he's dynamic. He's fun to watch. He has tremendous vision. I think the best thing he does is find his teammates and create opportunities for them to get easy scores. And he's just a handful to guard at any level, but particularly at our level.
Well, your guy Wendler's pretty good, too.
Yeah.
He's had a great year, as good a year as we've ever had a player in the Division I era play. And I think he's going to get talked about a little bit, too.
Yeah.
You got a favorite tournament memory from all these OVC trips you've made?
Got all of them that we won. you know, the funny thing is that the two we've won two of the six tournaments that we've been in the OVC, and both of those were on last second shots against right. Murray State. So Caron Johnson actually tied it up at the buzzer and then won it at the buzzer
right.
back in 2013.
Barnett,
and
then
Taylor Barnett hit the 3-point shot to beat the undefeated Murray State, a conference undefeated Murray State team in 2015. Those are great. There's, you know, the as much as I really wish we could reward the conference regular season champions in a different way, there's just nothing to substitute for the excitement of that moment.
We sure wish it was going to be happening down the street, man.
Well, I think a lot of us do, but we're going to get on the bus and go to Evansville since that's where they're holding the game.
Might as well,
amen.
Right? Yeah. Coach B, thank you very much. Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Good luck this weekend.
See y'all.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks, Coach.
Rick Bird. They'll play Friday against maybe Austin Peay. Maybe an upset-minded Morehead State or SIUE. We'll see. And then that matchup potentially with Murray State on Saturday on ESPN.